delighted to have Ken as our guest of honour this year. It's the first time we have anybody from Q Sports of any kind as a guest of honour. We have had the soccer people, the athletic people, and every other sport, the GA people, all over the years. And this year we were very lucky to get a favourable response from Ken when we touched base with him, and we're delighted that he's available to come along on our night of our awards on the 26th of January.
Yeah, how did it come about that Ken Doherty would be the special guest for 2018?
Well, every year we do a short list of people, and we look at people that's topical and people that's in the community and people that's in national and international stages. And this year, for some reason, Ken's name appeared on the short list, and we followed up with it, and we were very, very happy and very delighted that he actually accepted our invitation. We were delighted there before Christmas when Ken was actually inducted into the RTE Sports Hall of Fame at the awards night just shortly before Christmas. It's 20 years since he won the World Championship when he beat Stephen Henry in the final. And those type of things were always, we just keep looking at those type of people and those people that are out there doing the in the media and in the television program ends of things. So we were, as I said, absolutely delighted that Ken was available to actually come along on the night and do our awards.
And today was the launch of the 42nd Donegal Sports Star Awards. We honoured the team from 40 years ago, honoured the award winners, that is, from 40 years ago. Martin Kearney was among them. It's always nice, I suppose, to honour past winners, so it is. And this has become, I suppose, a nice part now ahead and of the event and brings momentum ahead of the awards.
It certainly does, and it creates an awful good vibe and a good awareness to the awards as well. Yes, back 2 years ago on our 40th anniversary, we looked at the people, we invited all the people on the night to our awards. We felt that would have been a once-off thing. So then last year and again this year, we've looked back our 40 years and looked at who was the award winners, and we've actually invited them all along tonight. And as far as I can gather, there's only one of them that can't be, it wasn't there tonight. So, we were delighted that Martin Kearney was available, and he came down from Castlebar and performed the official launch of the awards for 2017, yes, which is now happening on the 26th of January.
What's the reaction been like since the nominations were released last weekend, Neil?
The nominations went out on Saturday morning, and we had a few, as usual, people are saying, why is such and a person not nominated? Why is such and a person there? And why is such and a person not there? Our situation as a committee is we advertise for nominations from all different sports, no matter what sport you're involved in. And we look at the nominations we get, and we decide then on who the winner is of that category, which we haven't done yet for a whole lot of them, but we will be doing them in the next few days. And of course, there's always a topic, being in sport, that such and a one is better than such and a one, and vice versa, and all this type of stuff. And I mean, that again creates an awareness to us. Two or three people mentioned to me this morning about our list of nominees. It's 140 this year. It actually was 167 last year, so we're down a little bit. But, you know, that's what the sport's about. And every national body and every sporting organisation in the county is entitled to send in nominations. If there's people not being nominated and people out there that we don't, for want of a better word, know of, we can't actually, as I say, put them on a nomination list because we don't know what they have achieved. And therein lies our problem. If we can get cooperation from all the sporting organisations, we would have no problem with nominations whatsoever. Yes, there's always a topic, because sport being sport is always topical, and what I see and what you see are two different things. And, you know, we have a debate and we pick our winners, and a lot of the time we always pick the right winner. It may not be the, for want of a better word, the popular choice, but there's always, in our opinion, from what they have achieved. We have a criteria. We work from club to county to provincial to national to international. And indeed, every 4 years, we look at the Olympic Games. So the criteria is there for us to, a guideline as to how we select our winners.